Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, ma'am. My name is Frank. Is this Patricia?
No, you have the wrong number. Who's this?
Well, we're trying to get in contact with as many people as we can here in New Jersey, in Camden. And so I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking with people in your area today. And I would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis for a short survey. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely for the survey?
I'm not driving, but this is not Patricia.
Oh, I understand, but still I can go ahead and speak with anybody here in New Jersey. But we do ask for the name sometimes. Now, my next question, in which state do you currently live?
New Jersey.
Thank you. Now, I am required to read verbatim for the rest of my questions. Do you live in the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
Camden.
In Camden, thank you. And my next question is to make sure that we do speak to people in different areas of Camden. What is the zip code there where you live?
08102.
Thank you. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party?
No.
Or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher's association?
No.
Thank you. Now, my next question is to make sure that we do speak to people of different ages, with different opinions, ma'am, with all due respect. And what year were you born?
67.
Only the year. 67, thank you. Now, in which, and since I am required to read verbatim, I must ask this next question, even though I can hear your voice, but which one of the following best describes you? A woman, a man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
Woman.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, ma'am, are you from a Hispanic or Latino or Spanish-speaking background?
Well, I'm considered black, but I'm Hispanic also.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African-American or black?
African-American.
African-American, thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school? 11th grade, thank you. Now, and how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger from whom you are the parent or guardian?
I'm the parent of one adult.
One adult, over the age of 18 or?
Yes.
Or younger? Over the age.
Older.
Okay. Older, okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, ma'am, not a problem. Just tell me, and I'll go ahead and go to the next one. The first is the Camden School Superintendent, Katrina McCombs. Again, the name is Camden Schools Superintendent, Katrina McCombs. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable, based on what you have read, seen, or heard.
Somewhat unfavorable.
I'm sorry, is that somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Someone favorable.
Thank you. Now, how about State Assemblyman Bill Moen?
Someone favorable.
Thank you. How about Governor Phil Murphy?
Favorable.
Favorable or favorable? Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
The next one is the Teachers Union. Favorable or unfavorable? Teacher unions.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat? Which of those two can I select for you?
Very.
Thank you. The next is former Mayor Frank Moran.
Somewhat favorable.
The next is State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez. Nilsa Cruz Perez.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
The next is Mayor Vic Karstarfen.
Very.
Very unfavorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
And the last is State Assemblyman Bill Spearman. Bill
Very
Spearman.
Favorable.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. But if I name one you don't know too much about, ma'am, again, just tell me. We'll go on to the next one. The first one is the Renaissance Schools in Camden. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, since I'm under the unfavorable, I do have very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable. Which of those two would you select as an option?
Okay, somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, the next one is the public charter schools in Camden. Would you say very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, very favorable, or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
How about traditional public schools in Camden?
Very favorable.
And the last one here, private and parochial schools in Camden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
I appreciate it, ma'am. We're headed towards the end of the survey now. I appreciate your time and your patience with me. And can you tell me what are some of the reasons for you for your somewhat unfavorable opinion of Renaissance schools in Camden? Can you tell me in your own words?
Because I'm not familiar with, you know, the names or... That's basically it. I'm not familiar with the, you know, the new technology of as far as the names.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it, ma'am. Now, jumping to my next question here, and would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are not too different from each other, somewhat different, very different from each other, or would you say these are two different ways to describe the same type of schools?
I don't understand what's the difference in them.
Okay. So you don't understand what the difference is?
Right. When you say rising and...
Okay.
All I grew up on is public schools. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. Thank you. And remember that your opinion is 100% important. So whatever you say, ma'am, it's good for me. It is very important.
Right.
Your opinion is 1,000,000%. Now,
right.
Just so everyone has the same information, ma'am, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of school. Knowing this,
mm-hmm.
would you say that public charter school or Renaissance schools are not different at all from traditional public schools, too different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools, or very different from traditional public schools?
In the way of teaching?
Well,
they have the same teaching.
Well, it doesn't specify here,
right.
But it says, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different
mm-hmm.
ways to describe the same type of school. Knowing this, would you say that public charter school or Renaissance schools are not different at all from traditional public schools, not too different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools, or very different from traditional public schools?
I guess not too different. Not too
different. Would you say public education in Camden headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
right direction.
Right direction, thank you. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Is it very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Do you think the local public schools in Camden need to change? Not a lot. I'm sorry, not at all. A little, some, or a lot?
Some.
Thank you.
Change
from,
some.
Thank you. From what you know, ma'am, or you have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools here in Camden? Do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools here in Camden?
Favor.
And would you say that you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor, thank you. Now, we are at the end of the survey. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools and Renaissance schools. And for each, please tell me if you think that if it describes public charters and Renaissance schools very well as an option, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter school and Renaissance schools well or does not describe them at all. So the first is that they public charter and Renaissance schools serve mostly low-income students. Do you think it describes very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all? Somewhat well, thank
some
you. Does public charter school and Renaissance schools, they are tuition free? Would you say it describes that very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe it at all? That they are tuition free.
Very well.
Thank you. How about that they are nonprofit? Do you think it describes public charter schools and Renaissance schools very well, that they are nonprofit? Somewhat well, does not describe them well, or not at all?
Some like well.
Thank you. Now, how about that they are open to all? Do you think they are open to all? It describes them very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or not at all?
Does not describe them well.
They serve mostly students of color. Do you think it describes them very well on this? Somewhat well, does not describe them well, or not at all?
Describe them well.
Now the next one is, would you say very well or somewhat well? I'm sorry.
Somewhat well. I mean very well, I'm sorry.
Very well, thank you. Now the second to the last says that they are public schools. You think it describes them very well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or not at all?
Describe them well.
Very or somewhat well?
Very.
And the last one says that they help improve the entire public school system. How do you think it describes public schools in this topic here? That they help improve the entire public school system. Very well.
Somewhat well.
Thank you. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It hasn't changed one way or the other.
Thank you. Now, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charters and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more or less likely to vote for them? Or would it have no effect on your vote?
Wouldn't have no effect.
Thank you. And thinking some more about local elections, many people who have spoken with, ma'am, they say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, or Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Always.
Always, thank you. And which one or pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter and Renaissance schools? is it that public charter schools and Renaissance schools enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds? Is it because they support different learning styles? Maybe because they give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them? Maybe because they encourage more parent input and involvement, that they are free and open to all children? Are smaller schools and that offer more individualized attention, or because they are managed independently from local school district? Which one would you select? You can select up to two options there. I can read them over for you if you wish.
Read them one more time.
Yes. Which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools and Renaissance schools? Is it that public charter and Renaissance schools, number one, they enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds? Number two,
that one.
Support.
Go ahead.
Thank you. They support different learning styles, that they give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, encourage more parent input and involvement, that they are free and open to all. One and three. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just have a few more questions for a statistical purpose, only to finish the survey now. Are you currently employed, a student? Do you stay at home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Stay home.
Stay at home parent. Thank you. And in politics today, ma'am, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Well-to-do.
Well-to-do. Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. And you have a wonderful rest of the day.